You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news, including the Browns' 2015 rookie class and off-season team workouts. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. It's a great way. Listen, if you live in this area, the app keeps you up to date on everything. If you live outside of the Cleveland area and you're listening to this, the app will get you not everything you want. You can listen to this show. You can listen to a broken down after the fact. But also, if you're not able to see Dog Pound Report on News Channel 5 or Inside the Cleveland Browns on News Channel 5, it's right there, broken up segment by segment on the Browns app.
The coolest thing that I love about the Browns app, while we're on this topic, is the push notifications. Every time a Brown is signed, every time a guy is released, anytime there's any bit of news, it pops up in my app. You know,
it
my
barks
iPhone
at
6
you.
Notifications. It barks at me. You know, I sometimes, even during this show, I need a quick reference of the roster, you know, height, weight, age, school, whatever it is. Boom. My phone's right here. I might not necessarily have a hard copy of the roster, you know, right in front of me. It's just easy. I watched the cool little video that was a part of the Dog Pound Report from the workout, weight room session.
Uh-huh.
Those new 3D sensors are so cool. And
it is cool.
And again, I would not know about those things had it not been for, I mean, of course, ClevelandBrowns.com, but I'm not in front of a laptop or, you know, desktop, but I do have my phone with me at all times.
You got it right there in the palm of your hand. The convenience is just amazing.
So easy.
So easy for you. 216-578-0850, the way to get with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, talking about the Deflategate and what you think about these punishments. Also, one bit of news around the NFL. Today is the day with a new rule change in the NFL that veterans can sign, veteran free agents can sign, and not count in the compensatory pick program. So if they made it this far, they're still unsigned, you can sign them, and it doesn't go against that. Gibbs, are you there?
Paging, Dr. Gibbs.
Yes, I'm here. I got to see it first.
I don't know.
Have to prove
it to me.
I don't believe in it.
Well, whenever Gibbs comes back, I'm curious to see what he thinks of Deflategate, because he's usually pretty fired up. And it's interesting. People are getting mad that, you know, we are even, you know, talking about this, which I think is interesting.
And go ahead.
Nonetheless, it's just more about a principle. Imagine if they did take a draft pick from the Browns. People here would be livid.
Yeah.
I'd be livid. I'd be going crazy. I'd be thrashing this.
Do you think them taking away that first round pick has something to do with their success as well?
It's so interesting because you read the statements. Yeah, it has something to do with the fact that they've been successful. It has to do with the fact that, you know, even in Troy Vincey's, like, even though you guys are so respected and even though you're so respected, no, you're not. Everybody needs to understand
nobody's
the integrity of the game.
The shield, yeah.
Nobody's bigger than the shield. So I think it was a flexing of the shield's proverbial muscles.
But like something like that to a lesser organization is crippling.
Oh, it would be
because
absolutely
of the pipeline.
Ridiculous.
Because of the pipeline of talent to a team like the Cleveland Browns is via the draft.
Yes, yes.
A pipeline to winning,
turning your franchise around.
And you would think that Roger Goodell, you know, wants the same for all 32 franchises.
He does. Gibbs.
Howdy, boys.
Gibbs.
Paging Dr. Gibbs.
Ugh, what's going on?
Nothing, man. What do you think about all this?
I saw it come down last night. Twitter blew up, lost its mind at about 5:30. I look down, I see this text from Schefter, and I'm like,
"Oh, you're texting Schefter, big go!"
I literally looked at it, and I was like, "Are you kidding me? No way, it's that much!" Like, I thought four games for sure for Brady, and then knowing with the appeal process, it's going to be one or two.
Sure,
I know it'll get taken down. It'll probably be two games, which makes me angry because they play the Steelers and Garoppolo is going to play the Steelers in week one, which is garbage. That's giving the Steelers almost a win.
Garoppolo can play. Let's not just totally discount him.
All right, son. Let's hold off there on that little thing.
All right.
I even get, if you want to find the team and you want to take away a fourth round pick, take away a first round pick.
Yeah.
Woo. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, what – a lot of people are saying that pick should have been taken away this year for this year's draft had the NFL worked faster. I mean, let's see. Would you know Malcolm Brown?
Nah.
I mean, does it really make a difference? Does it make that big a difference?
No.
So maybe the first round pick, does it matter? Does it not matter?
But my point was, if you lose the best player on your football team, and your leader. Say you go one and you're starting the season 1-3 with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, and your first four games, mind you, are Pittsburgh, the Jet or Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Jacksonville, winnable game,
Dallas,
and then Dallas.
And you got Brady coming off the streets to play the Colts
after a bye week.
After a bye,
think he's going to be a little angry?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to see. This is going to be a classic FU season from them. They're going to beat some teams. If they blow somebody out, they're going to like try to score 100 points.
And Gronk will host a dance party.
I was going to say, have you seen the new Patriots Twitter avatar?
No.
The new Twitter avatar is Brady's jersey, the back. Brady and the number 12.
That's awesome.
You don't think the Patriots are sending a message to?
I think that, I mean, Robert Kraft, listen, here's his statement for those who have not been able to see it yet. Despite our conviction that there was no tampering with footballs, it was our intention to accept any discipline levied by the league. Today's punishment, however, far exceeded any reasonable expectation. It was based completely on circumstantial rather than hard or conclusive evidence. We are humbled by the support the New England Patriots have received from our fans throughout the world. We recognize our fans' concerns regarding the NFL's penalties and share in their disappointment in how this one-sided investigation was handled, as well as the dismissal of scientific evidence supported by the ideal gas law in the final report. Tom Brady has our unconditional support. Our belief in him has not wavered. Is there a redress for the team to question the punishment, or can they appeal their punishment, or just Brady?
I don't believe so. I think it's just Brady.
No, I was told that Kraft said he was going to appeal as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought that, but I didn't know if he was able to.
Everything's getting appealed.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think the money will be reduced.
No.
But I do think that, you know, there will be a reciprocation of one of those two picks.
And the NFL's in a tough spot because if they say, okay, yeah, you did this, you're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to take this back, then people are just going to be like, what is this? You like to make big statements and then you don't back them up? I mean,
are Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft going to like hug it out?
No, I think they're done.
I mean, after I give you back your draft picks?
They're done.
I'm fairly confident the Hamptons party is off.
Off.
I feel like that's not happening now.
I don't either. Let's go to Dino the trucker. Dino, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, man. Good.
You know, I really disagree with the whole thing, and I'll explain why. You know, if he did wrong, okay, he did wrong. Do your punishment. But what I'm missing here, maybe you guys are, a couple weeks ago, it could have been a couple weeks ago, I'm home from work. ABC News comes on, the national headlines. They made Tom Brady and the New England Patriots like it was like they cut the heart out of millions of people. Listen, there's people right now getting executed by Muslims on this earth, or terrorists rather. There's all kind of crimes going on. And here they made a priority of Tom Brady deflating a football. You get my drift here?
Yeah, sure.
What is such a big story about that? Why is society so consumed about something like that, when there's far more greater things to worry about on this earth?
You're right. Well, first and foremost, I think it's A, because it's sports is one, and I think that everybody finds that commonality since they were a young kid participating in sports or at some point watching sports. And it just so happens that football is the number one sport in the world right now, maybe soccer or football. But American football is the number one sport in the United States, and even more so, Tom Brady is the best quarterback, and quarterbacks make the NFL. And, oh, by the way, they just won a Super Bowl this past season. So those four things, in my eyes, makes it a story, but in no way, shape, and form should it supersede the news of the world with poverty and peace and war and things of that sort. So I get that point. But that's why it's being talked about.
And because people love to hate the successful.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady is incredibly successful, and he's good looking, and he's got a beautiful wife, and he had a great looking wife before he decided to have this beautiful wife. And so people, you know, don't like Tom Brady. Do you think what would it be the reaction? Would it be as intensely vitriolic from fans in general?
Who, what? Huh?
If this was Peyton Manning?
No.
I don't think so either.
I do think in some cases people would be more shocked that it was Peyton Manning.
Really?
Because he was not a member of the New England Patriots. Because
it was the Patriots.
Correct.
David in Cleveland Heights, welcome to CBD.
Yeah, I listened to this, and where the NFL really made a mistake is, how about the fans that went out and bought tickets to see Tom Brady in those first four games?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, you take that risk. I agree with you that the fans are being punished, but you take that risk that anybody could do something and get suspended. You can't just not suspend somebody because of the fans.
No, I understand it, but they could have sat there and resolved this a lot sooner than later.
That's fair. Yeah, it takes a long time. Think about how long it took for Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
That took forever. He was around in camp last year for a little while. It took absolutely forever. The NFL, you think these things are not that difficult to do in a timely manner, but clearly they are not that easy for the NFL anyway. And nonetheless, they continue to struggle to get things right, I think, which is part of the big problem for them here going forward. All right, when we come back, Gerard Sherry, former New England Patriot, three-time Super Bowl champion. He knows
slight
the organization.
Bias.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's going to have a little bit different angle than you might think.
I know he does. I listened this morning.
We will see what he has to say about the Deflategate when we return. We'll be counting stars.